Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Friday, the last day of the week. So glad you've tuned into our program. This is Christina Broomfield, and with me in the studio all week has been Lori Maxwell. Lori is a therapist at Oakland Psychological Clinic up in the Flint area. She works with adolescents, adults, and we have just been blessed to have her on our program this week. Welcome back, Lori.
Thank you very much.
You know, this, I always love Fridays. Because they're the end of the week.
Right.
But whenever I'm doing a radio program and I'm not going to see a therapist for a length of time, I've got some mixed feelings. So we've had some fun this week, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It's been great.
The topic, healthy self-esteem for all God's girls.
Amen.
You know, you started out Monday just defining self-esteem, mm-hmm. and then we've worked through some developmental stages all the way through up until the end of yesterday. Mm-hmm. Can you provide us with a summary and bring us here on Friday where we really do look at hope?
This week we've looked at the importance of healthy self-esteem for girls and women beginning in early childhood all the way through adulthood. We've talked about some of the possible causes of low self-esteem, such as having an emphasis on only physical beauty over positive character traits, possibly the pitfalls of obsession with social media and having a negative self-image instilled during those developmental years. We also talked about how the current culture we live in presents challenges and just keeping a realistic version of who we are as women.
And you know that we covered all of that and more. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you missed any of the broadcast this week, go on our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. We will have a podcast there, and you can catch up and listen. But my first question is, what have you found to be the best ways to help women? We have been talking about low self-esteem, and they struggle, and I know they come into your office. And so if you know some of the best ways, or if anybody knows, you would know, Lori.
Right. You know, I kind of like to, when I'm working, I see myself as a bit of a detective. And so my goal, especially in working with someone new, is to start to get pieces of the puzzle together so that we can build a complete picture. So I think the idea of looking at where somebody might have received negative belief system about themselves, either in childhood or adulthood, you know, or anywhere in between, we can start to challenge those negative messages that ought not to have been there in the first place. So I think that looking at the origin of where that faulty belief system came into play gives us an ability to say, oh, wait, that was never true. And we can start to undo some of that belief system.
And what do you see when you're able to do that on a client's face? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think that sometimes we're so close to the forest we can't see the trees.
Right,
now,
yeah.
That sounds real clinical,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Exactly.
But it's true. It really is about sitting down with somebody who can help you identify some of these reasons why
right.
you truly believe have a belief that of things that are not true.
Right. Oftentimes when there's a realization from a woman who's struggling with low self-esteem that those messages came from her family, her mom, her dad, or guardians, or whomever, it can be heartbreaking in that moment to see the recognition and to have that completed picture with those hurts there, but there can be reconciliation in that, if not in the relationship itself, if that's not possible or appropriate, to have a restoration within that woman's spirit about who she is in God.
Yes, amen to that.
Yeah.
And we can take him to God's word.
Yes.
That's
mm-hmm.
that's just such a I don't know, brings me peace as a therapist, that I can always turn to God's Word.
Yes.
Do you ever take this, I read a book many, many years ago, Forgiving Ourselves, Forgiving Our Parents, and it really traced back the family tree so that if I had a critical father that potentially was a big cause of my low self-esteem, I might even go back to look at Grandpa. Or great-grandpa, or great-great-great-grandpa, realizing that reconciliation with someone who had caused me pain can be wrapped in understanding where their pain came from. Has that ever, is that a direction you ever take?
Oh, absolutely. Looking at the idea of having empathy, I guess we would say, for whether it was a parent or whomever, empathy for how they were raised and what their development was, can give us maybe some intellectual understanding. And from there, we can work on the emotional forgiveness aspect.
Yep. We need to pause, hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, if you could give us some tips on how parents can support their teen daughters who see themselves in a negative way.
Yes.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, closing out this week with Lori Maxwell, the topic, self-esteem or healthy self-esteem for all God's girls. And God's girls, our adolescents, our precious, precious teenagers, what can parents do to support them, especially if they see that the daughter is really negative about herself?
Yes. You know, I think the awareness is step number one. So we have to physically be present with our daughters and see who they're talking to, how they're getting along with their peers. But I think some of the things that tend to be a little more difficult are monitoring the social media activities, particularly if kids are allowed to have their phones with them overnight. You know, it's possible that teenagers create more than one account on a social media platform. So if mom and dad are, you know, following or friends with on one account, they can still have another one that is unknown to the parent. And of course, we don't want our kids to be subjected to any type of cyberbullying or the unfortunate part of comparing ourselves to other people that we see online and seeing ourselves as not as good or less than in some way. So I think simply awareness of who your children are interacting with and how often they have access to their technology and just being present with them, you know, face to face. Put your own phone down and ask your daughter about her day and what the highlights were and maybe what the lowlights even, and just seeing where she's at.
Yeah, I love that. I have a granddaughter who often does that. She says, "I need attention, Nana." Yeah. I go, "Oh, so I have to put my phone down." Do affirmations work to build self-esteem?
I love affirmations. One of my favorite things to work with. Affirmations are very helpful in working with individuals that have low self-esteem, whether it's an adolescent or an adult. I'll bring out the markers. I got Sharpies and construction paper in my office, and I do homework. I let them take them home, post them up, say them out loud. It's interesting to me, and it's slightly heartbreaking that some of the affirmations, I am lovable, I am capable, I am worthy, it can bring a woman to tears if she's never heard those messages.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah, it is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And to go from a point where they can't tolerate seeing the words on a piece of paper to coming into my office and saying, you know what, I am worthy. I tell you, that doesn't get any better than that.
But you know, God's word says, edify each other, build one another up in the Lord. Speak words of affirming and kindness, and to see someone's face light up when you just give them a stranger, even someone waiting on you at the store. It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does.
Is there hope for women who feel bad about themselves, Lori?
Absolutely, there's hope. And we thank God for that. I've seen some amazing transformations in working with women who have dealt with just a lifetime of low self-esteem. You know, I think there's great value for us to realize that we're not alone in that struggle and that there is help available. I like Psalm 139:14 tells us that I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that applies to all God's girls.
And you know, that is a verse I think we ought to have splashed all over our house, especially if we have daughters.
Yes.
And I think we need to have you back so that we can do a program on building self-esteem in our guys.
Okay. You know, I'll have to research that one.
Well, it's just been such a pleasure having you here, and I want to invite you back. We'll do another program in the near future, Lori.
Thank you, Christina.
I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. And I'm almost feeling guilty asking our listeners to like us on Facebook because that's social media.
but the positive use of it.
That's right. Because it is good. Social media is good, and it is positive.
Good.
And you can use affirming words on positive on positive media, on social media.
Yes, you can follow a lot of Christian women that put positive messages out there. So
yeah, there's so much out there that can be used for the good, and we can't let the enemy get a foothold in it.
Yes.
So thank you again for being here. Call our office. Our numbers are coming up. We have several locations. The number to Oakland Psychological Clinic is coming up. And again, I had shared in the beginning of the radio program that Lori is from the Flint area. So if you're hearing our program up in that area, even though we're broadcasting it out of Troy, there is an office close to you, and you need not walk alone on this journey. So thank you again, Lori. Until Monday.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.